You can become confident in anything if you're prepared to show up again and again and again and repeat, 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 and keep going and keep and walk along with that fear. Walk along with the fear of making mistakes. Like, be willing to show up and do it even when you know it's going to go wrong. I am Lisa Fox from lisafox.ie, and today I came on to talk to you about the skill of confidence. And yes, it is 100%, 1000%. I have never been surer of anything. It is as sure as there's shit in a cat, as my granny used to say. That skill is a skill. That confidence is a skill, and like any skill, confidence is a skill that can be learned. I've always known that confidence was one of the most important things that I needed to be in order to be successful. But it's taken me a very long time to actually learn how to be confident and how to actually develop that skill. And the first part of developing that skill was just knowing that confidence actually is a skill and not just this elusive natural ability that some people have, this characteristic that some people are born with and other people just aren't. Confidence is a skill that can be learned. And it's so empowering. It's so empowering when you realize that it's not just something that you're either born with or you're not. And here's the thing. Sure, there are some people who are born with more natural confidence than others. And I actually have a bit of a theory on that. I actually don't know if that's such a good thing, because I often feel like people who are born with that natural ability to just be confident, when they lose that confidence, because this is the thing, throughout your life, there are always going to be moments when you gain more confidence and lose confidence, and it goes up and down, it goes up and down, it never goes in a straight line up or down, it goes in waves. But if you're born with confidence and you lose it, and you fully believe that confidence is just something that you were born with and not something that is a skill that you can learn or get back, then what ends up happening is that when you lose your confidence, it's gone, poof, vanished into nowhere, and you start spiraling downwards. Whereas if you're a person like me who was absolutely not born with the skill of confidence, absolutely was the opposite of confident, especially in my early years. And I would say until recently enough, until like I don't know if I could, I don't know if I would still call myself a very confident person. But it's a skill that I'm working on, baby, because I know that the level that I succeed at is in direct correlation now to the level of confidence that I have. And that's the reason why I became a confidence coach, because I am competent already. I am so fundamentally competent. I know everything that I need to know in order to succeed. I've done all the courses, I've done all the work, I'm qualified within an inch of my life, but my confidence has to catch up with that in order for me to actually succeed at the level of my potential. But I think I got sidetracked there. Anyway, I'm just so glad that I learned that this is something that I can work on and something that I can consciously create is confidence, because that has been the most empowering thing for me in my life and in my business. And that is why I became a confidence coach, because it is so my mission to actually instill this confidence in other women. And it's women that struggle with it most. Okay. So how, for me, I want to just tell you, just bring you back in time and tell you like the beginning of that journey for me where I really realized that confidence was a skill that I could learn. And I didn't read this in a book initially. I've read several books about it since then. But initially, what happened for me was, so when I was a child, and all through my life actually, I've been a fiddle player, right? Played traditional Irish music on the fiddle. And when I was a kid and I was playing in concerts and competitions, I really struggled. I was so good at playing the fiddle. I practiced all the time. I loved it. I lived for it. And I practiced all the time. I was really, really good at it. And especially in my bedroom, I was really good at playing the fiddle in my bedroom. I sounded amazing in the bedroom. But when I had to play in front of people, my hands would go cold, my pits would go sweaty, my fingers would go kind of stiff, and I would always mess it up. I would always fuck up, no matter what. I could, that's the one thing I could count on, was that I was going to make several mistakes and not play to the level of my ability and not play confidently when I was in front of people. And it became a problem because I also have always been a very competitive person. So it was bugging me and embarrassing me that I wasn't playing at to the level that I could play because I wasn't winning competitions. And I also felt like I was making a fool of myself, right? Whenever I played in concerts and stuff, and I would mess up publicly, it was embarrassing. Enter my cousin. So my cousin is like the most amazing fiddle player, still is. Like, he's absolutely incredible, but also he's one of the most confident people I have ever met to boot. And my mother asked him if he would help me out. And I think slightly begrudgingly at the beginning, he agreed. Okay, I'll help her out. And I was like, I have a fiddle teacher. I don't need somebody to teach me how to play the fiddle. But what he actually was doing with me, which I learned as I went on, he wasn't teaching me how to play the fiddle. He was teaching me how to play the fiddle confidently and without making mistakes. And what he would do, so during our sessions or our lessons, if for want of a better word, he would coach me. So we would basically break the piece of music that I was practicing into its simplest form. And he's like, you cannot play this any faster or with any embellishment or any ornamentation until you have it completely 100% perfect in its simplest form. And only then, when you feel like you really have nailed it in its simplest form, you can play it. Like, and his rule was, if you can play it 3 times in a row without making a mistake, then you're good. So once I could play it 3 times in a row without making a mistake, really simply, he then said, okay, now play it in front of me. And I would play in front of him and I would inevitably make a mistake. And then he'd go, go again, go again, go again. And he wouldn't let me stop until I had played it in front of him, really slow, really simple, 3 times in a row, perfectly without a mistake. And we went on like this. And then he'd let me speed it up and then he'd let me add ornamentation, variation or whatever, which I loved. But the rule was I was not allowed to move on until I could play it 3 times in a row on my own. And then I could play it in front of him 3 times in a row confidently without making a mistake. And what this did was that it actually made me comfortable and confident in front of other people. And then, like, you know, we progressed on to playing in front of a handful of people, some other family members, you know, other situations before whatever competition I was getting ready for. But by the time I got to the competition, I had repeated and practiced that tune that I was playing so many times that I knew it inside out, back of my hand, had practiced playing it with nerves. I practiced playing it in different situations, and it built my confidence. This is a huge thing that I learned. You can become confident in anything if you're prepared to show up again and again and again and repeat, 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 and keep going and keep and walk along with that fear. Walk along with the fear of making mistakes. Like, be willing to show up and do it even when you know it's going to go wrong. And show up and do it when you're hoping that it might go right, but it probably won't, until you're at the point where you're showing up, doing it in front of people comfortably, and knowing for sure that just if you stay focused, it will go well. And that's what, like, the key, the core of confidence is to me, is just being willing to show up over and over and over again until you feel confident. And it wasn't until long after that that I actually read my very first self-help book, self-development book called Fear, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And that was sort of like another layer for me on this skill of confidence. I was like, because I still was telling myself, I think, that it was, like, in order to be confident, you actually have to feel confident all the time. In order to be confident, you have to not have nerves. In order to be confident, you have to not be afraid. In order to be confident, you have to be so sure and certain nothing is going to go wrong. Actually, what I've really learned, and I when I read that book, it opened my mind to it, but I've learned through, like, the process of my life and becoming confident in so many different areas, that actually confidence does not require you to not feel anything else. Confidence doesn't require you not to be afraid. It just requires you to show up anyway, even when you are a bit afraid, even when you are nervous, and be willing to have those feelings and continue on anyway. Because I think this is the thing, so many of us get so uncomfortable with those feelings and tell ourselves that those feelings are wrong and therefore we're not confident. That those feelings are just too uncomfortable, and we're, and they mean something. They mean that you're not supposed to do it. And that's wrong. And you're not going to build the skill of confidence if you're going around with that in your head. Dialogue, that not dialogue, that monologue of your inner voice telling you, if it feels so uncomfortable and if I feel afraid, then I can't possibly gain confidence and I cannot possibly ever be confident if I'm feeling this way. It's wrong thinking. Those feelings are just so normal. Those feelings are all a part of it. And in fact, like, those feelings, I don't know if they ever fully go away. There's certainly some situations where I'm like, yeah, I could do that in my sleep, no problem at all. But when it depends on the situation. If something feels a little bit more high stakes, if it's a competition or if it's something that you're trying to prove yourself in, you can lead with confidence. You can know that you've got this, and you can still feel the flutters. And that does not mean that you're not confident. It just means that you've got flutters. It just means that it's high stakes, and it's totally okay, and you can still succeed with those feelings. The other thing I really learned about building the skill of confidence is that you have to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to fail. And you've got to be willing to see success as a series of failures, and to see every failure that you have as your next step, to actually feeling more confident, and your next step of actually succeeding. When we tell ourselves that a failure means, again, it's like this thinking, this wrong thinking, that failure means that we shouldn't be doing it. Failure means that we've no place to be trying to do the thing that we're trying to accomplish. Then that sets us up to give up, right? Whereas if we can reframe failure as just steps, every failure is like a step towards success. That is so empowering and is so crucial for actually building the skill of confidence. And when you can build that skill and build it one step at a time through all of the failures or partial failures or not quite getting it right, and make it mean, oh, it just means I'm on the way. It just means that this is part of the journey. This is all good. People who are, less talented, less clever, less whatever than me have succeeded in this before, and they've had all the same feelings as I've had. Then you can really build the skill of confidence, which, as we know, if you combine that confidence with faith, you get success. Confidence plus faith equals success, my lovelies. Mwah. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. I'll see you again next week. Mwah.